Thank you for holding. Is this Johnny?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Johnny. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a busy day so far, so it's a good problem to have.
I heard that.
Yeah, I got a case of the Mondays.
man, I have a case of the Mondays every day someday.
I hear that. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line, mainly to go over some pricing. There's a couple of specials that we're running right now because of the holiday, and then there's a new in business credit she wanted me to apply to help make it more affordable for you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Not really. You know, I've actually spoke with a lot of, I've had multiple conversations of this sort with different companies.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been pretty familiarized with the Google listings and this is a little bit different than some of the other things that I've
looked into.
I told about, like, a lot of them are like Google pay-per-click and then
pay-per-click is one of those ones where it's like if your money's green you could do it. Same thing with Home Advisor by Angie that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, it's just like a pay-per-lead or pay-per-click scenario.
Correct.
Yeah. So
the generation of it's good, it's just it's very expensive, and we're not fully established yet. I don't have a full-time front-end person taking phone calls quite yet.
Right.
You know, I just don't want to overextend. I don't want to look like a schmuck and, like, be advertising full-time and not be able to take all the phone calls and stuff, you know?
Right, especially if you're paying a fee for each individual click and call.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that's horrible. That'll have you going backwards before you're going forward, you know?
Yeah,
So this is a bit different in regards to, those other two services that we were talking about here with pay-per-click and pay-per-lead with Home Advisor. This is a Google Places placement. So have you ever done a search for an electrician in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay, there's map
not
that'll pop up.
Electrician, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the search results looks pretty similar no matter what you look for, right? But if you type in electrician, there's a map that pops up, and then there's only three guys next to it. It'll have, like, these little red dots kind of indicating where they are. Have you seen that before?
I have.
Okay,
yeah,
like
I do
Mr.
search
Electric,
for companies pretty
Super
often.
Electric. Yeah. So this is where we're talking about listing you. It's a Google Places placement. So we only have one spot available within our company today as a Google partner. And when that happens, they'll give us a list of the guys that qualify. And only,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going down the list, but only one of you guys is going to fill that spot at the end of the day. So, you know, once we fill it, we close out the category. We can't work with any other electricians in this service area unless the spot opens up again in the future, right?
Gotcha.
So that's the major benefit to you. And then obviously the beauty of it, like I said, you don't have to pay per click or call or lead when you're here. The customers can just call you right off that first page as a live call. And you don't have the lead fees or have to deal with your leads going to three or four other guys. So typically people like this a lot better in that regard.
Okay.
Everything we do here, it's month to month. You know, we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Now, normally the pricing, if we were to build a custom website design for you too, it's usually $4.99 monthly. And then there's a $99 setup fee. That goes towards, like, purchasing a domain and things like that. Now, Tara told me you already had a domain, and then your business is new, so we could give you the new in business credit, and I could also apply the holiday special just because it's Indigenous Peoples or Columbus Day. It's both of them. Usually it's just Columbus Day, but now they're saying Indigenous Peoples. I don't know if
Indigenous, yeah. I can't
keep up with
that.
The time.
All the name changing.
Yeah, I guess Columbus technically did wipe out a civilization, so now it's Indigenous People Day to acknowledge those guys. but anyway, with those two discounts applied, I can reduce your monthly cost by 50%. So I can actually get it down, well, almost 50%. I can get it down to $2.99 month to month.
Okay,
so that's about $10 a day. The beautiful thing, too, is I'd be able to lock you in at that pricing structure. And this platinum package is going to help you on not just Google, but it would put you on all of Google's trusted directories that they have pre-existing relationships with. So you'll be on the first page of Bing. You have the 60 popular directories. So you have like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, and you even have Facebook ads in there with a Facebook business page where we do a bi-weekly posting on there and run ads through it to kind of generate leads. So it'll effectively cover all your online bases. 90% of your calls are going to come from Google, but it will basically be your one-stop shop for everything online at $299. That way you don't have 100 different bills floating around, 100 different phone numbers and things to try to keep track of there when it's just you, you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, if I could approve a pricing structure on a package like that, and we'll get a custom website design built on the domain that you already have, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works to be on that first page, right?
I mean, yeah, no, it all sounds great.
Oh, I think you cut out there for a second, Johnny.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I was going to say, suddenly I lost you. I said, no, like I said to Tara, I definitely know the value in Google listings.
Mm-hmm. Availability is everything. So, I know pay-per-click. You could always sign up for pay-per-click, but in a Phoenix metro area, I mean, you want to set aside at least $600 throughout the course of a month in a pay-per-click campaign. With these types of campaigns, you know, we're able to secure that spot just with our relationship as a premier Google partner for you on a month-to-month basis without you subjected to all those lead fees, click fees, and call fees.
Okay.
And usually people in Phoenix are going to go with the local guys anyway. They know you're local. They know, you know, you're within driving distance of them. Sometimes people are running ads from, you know, surrounding areas, or they could be like 30 miles away and they're running their ads in the Phoenix metro area just to try to get some of the traffic that goes on over here. So.
Okay. Yeah. We're local in the heart of Phoenix. That's for sure.
Yeah. And that's important because Google will mail you a PIN verification letter. They do that to every person that's on that map, and that's how you get that little red dot on that map. So it's really important that, yeah, you got your address.
The business address currently is my home address.
Perfect. No, we can hide
it
for you.
Fine, because I see, you can what?
We can hide it for you. Yeah, so we can have it.
Gotcha.
It'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing and link to your website and the click-to-call button if they're on a mobile device, but we'll actually hide the street address and deactivate the turn-by-turn directions if you do business from home. Still got to send that postcard, but, you know.
Like I said, we're just so new operating. I'm not new in the trade or new at owning a company. It's just Asgard Electric itself is brand new.
Oh, gotcha. So you're just kind of getting this going until you got a pipeline of business big enough to leave the regular job? Is that kind of what it is?
Well, what happened is I walked away from a general contracting company that I had owned and ran with a partner.
Okay.
For many years. I've been self-employed for the past 12 years, I believe.
Beautiful.
Past 11 years. I've been doing electrical going on 18 years now.
Wow.
I was tired of doing the GC work, and I wanted to do my main trade, so I just did my testing and stuff and licensed, bonded out a new electrical company. So
beautiful.
That's where we're at now.
That was actually my next question. I was going to ask you if you're licensed and insured, because there's a document that you're going to have to fill out that verifies that.
Yep, I got my ROC. We're all good with the state. We're active. We're in good standings. We're insured, bonded, all the fun stuff.
Beautiful. That's actually a requirement in order to have these top recommended sections. So obviously you won't have the reviews that some of these guys have, but being up there over time will build up the reviews. And
I have a pretty large clientele base already. I would be able to probably come out the gates and get about 10 to 15 Google reviews within a week or two.
Beautiful. Yeah, and it only takes us 2 to 3 days to verify the listing. Obviously, assuming that you know, send in your paperwork when you fill out this form at the end of the call, and then you know, PIN verification usually takes 5 to 7 days, but we can have your Google business up and running and able for them to leave reviews before it's actually PIN verified for the placement.
And then how much does it cost to have a website built?
So the website is just going to be a one-time charge of $99 because of you already having the domain. And then the hosting for it was also included in the service. So any changes or updates that you want to make to the site as we're moving forward, it's all included in your month-to-month pricing structure. So it's no extra charge to you. Yeah. So the initial investment with the custom website design is going to be $398 today. And then each month moving forward, it'll be $299, and it'll stay there for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Gotcha. And that, since the website thing is built into the package, if the services ended up not working out, and would I still have the same website domain? Because I mean, the website would go away.
Well, okay. not necessarily. If you get a host, or you can keep paying for hosting too, even if you leave our services for the local listing. But as long you still own your domain, no matter what, the content will stay on it as long as there's somebody still hosting it. So you can get a different host or continue to do hosting through us.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I'm just not 100% familiarized with all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the major benefit to you, really, though, Johnny, and all this, is the placement. You know, it's like you can have no website at all and have placement. You know, we don't actually require that you have the site to get these Google Places placement. As long as you're on the qualified candidates list, we'll do the optimization, put you up there. But you could be up there and still get calls every day with no site. You know, but if you got a big fancy website and no placement, you know, that's a whole nother ball game, you know?
Yes. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. But the My Site's a custom website design. Like, here, I'll send you an example so you can see it. You got texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. And this one's for electricians. So this is like the template for electricians. Super nice site, like fully customizable. You could do anything you want with it. Unlimited amount of pages. Who did you purchase your domain through? Was it like Wix or GoDaddy?
GoDaddy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you'll still own that domain. The beautiful thing about these custom website designs, like I said, you could do anything with it, and it has a responsive design. So it's like if you're on iPhone, Android, or tablet, it'll automatically shape to fit the device that they're searching on.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very good. And then, is there any way that you can email me over?
Number?
I am on 3 of them, please. Yes. Email me over all of this stuff that we just spoke about and the whole package and everything.
I could text it to you.
Or text it, yeah, if you could text it to me, that'd be great, because I just want to, sorry, I'm out and about right now.
No worries, take your time. But yeah, I sent it over to you.
I did receive that text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the pricing page. So you could see the Platinum package is what I'm putting you on. The Platinum package is actually advertised at $599, and the setup fee is normally $299. So I reduced your setup fee by $200, but then I also reduced your monthly cost by $300. I'm saving you about $500 on the initial investment, but I'm also saving you about $300 every month moving forward.
And like I said, I've done a lot of research into this type of stuff. I know that I do know that price point is a good price.
Yeah, that's very low, considering everything that we're doing for you. But, I mean, anything that you've looked into in the past is not going to be the same as a Google Places placement. It would have had to have been, like, organic or, like, a Google Ads, because we just had this listing become available today within our company. So I know they weren't contacting you for a Google Places listing. These ones are different.
No, nothing of the sort was for placements.
Yeah, because when you do Google Ads and Google Guarantee, I mean, you could still sign up for those. As long as you pass, like, the background screening, you know what I mean? Or, like, Home Advisor, they'll just do, like, a 300 for their directory, and then they charge you for every lead. But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Like, the Home Advisor program that you're using now is on the first page of Google underneath these Google Places, guys, where we're talking about listing you. If you scroll underneath, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's listing. It has 10 electricians in Phoenix. And then there's
am on Angie's, actually.
Yeah, so you're on that list of 10. Home Advisor has 68 electricians in Phoenix. But what they do is they pay Google to get on their first page, and then when they get a lead, they sell that lead to you and like three or four other people, and they charge
they
you a
do.
Lead fee whether you get the job or not, you know? So you might
be
getting charged $30-$40 for nothing.
Angie's is kind of rough. I figured out a way to use it where it's profitable, but you cannot keep your leads on full-time or else you will get eaten alive financially.
Yeah. By the time you get 10 leads, you've already well spent more than what it would cost you to do this month to month with the discounts I've applied.
It's very expensive if you use it how they want you to use it, yes.
Yeah. 10 leads, I mean, you can go through that. That's like 2 leads a day throughout the work week, you know? It's nothing.
They send you random leads that they sell to, like you said, 2 to 3 other contractors.
Right.
And not only do they do that, but that's the lead part of Angie's. They've got these things called opportunities where homeowners fill out a like form and stuff and submit it.
Mm-hmm.
And you as the contractor can see the work and see how much the lead would cost. And you can click show interest, and if the homeowner shows interest too, then you'll be charged that amount that it showed you. But you can actually physically like read what the project is prior to showing interest in it.
Yeah.
But they only send you, you have to have your leads on for an hour for them to start sending those to you again, and then they send you opportunities for up to 72 hours even if your leads are paused. So that's really the only way I found to use the system profitably.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of like a headache, like you're like, flip a switch on, wait for it, jump on it, you know what I mean?
Fucking nightmare.
Yeah, with this, it's like live human beings calling you in real time, like, hey, we just had electrical outage at our house, phone still works, you know, I found you guys on Google, is there any way you can get out here and help us, you know? Emergency situations.
Yeah.
People who really need your help aren't going to wait in the dark for hours for somebody to call them back or get the cheapest rate like they do with Home Advisor by Angie. You know?
Correct.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head. Most people on Angie's and Home Advisors, they could honestly give two shits if you're licensed. They just want to get it done cheap.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, all things considered, we have the availability, right? And then the discounts, I mean, it's not just Google. I mean, we're covering you on the first page of Bing. We're running Facebook ads to help drive some leads to you. And by all means, cherry pick through them. Don't jump on every one that comes through, but you know, we have all your bases covered to where, you know, I mean, after, you know, 30, 45 days of doing this, you'll probably cancel Home Advisor by Angie, realistically.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll go back to paying per lead if you're generating your own consistency through multiple different platforms, not to mention your custom website design, review monitoring, you know, you have all your Google listings and other listings up and running and verified.
And how does the website thing work? Do I just send you over business logos and stuff that we have?
Yep. Yeah, we have an email. It's just photos@localsplash.com, and then you send in your logo and all photos, and you continue to send those in while you're working with us and as the new jobs come in, so we can upload it to the Facebook, Google Business Profile, and your .com.
Okay.
I'll send that over to you now. But, I mean, if I could approve this package, I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could prove to you, right?
No, I'm very highly interested.
Well, highly interested and ready to steal the deal are two different things, you know. So I don't mean to be pushy, but, you know, these guys, they're going down a list. So pretty much once I hang up, it's going to be roulette, and I'd rather not go through 100 different calls today. So I'm giving you the best I can. Yeah.
Let's see. Sorry, my account computer. So it'd be a one-time fee right now of 300, like almost $400, you said?
Well, the initial investment is $398. Okay, so that's your first month, and the $99 for the setup of your site.
Correct.
Okay, and then each month moving forward, it'll be $299.
Okay.
So you're going to have Platinum Package and all of its contents in your service agreement. So we send that over to you in writing. And then we're going to do all your Google Advanced verification, everything. And the beautiful thing, too, Johnny, is like, hey, even if you just tried it for a month, which I don't think you will. I think this will be a long-term solution, but just hypothetically, even if you just tried it for a month, you're still Google verified. You keep all that verification, all the reviews that are built up from our service, the Google Business Profile, Facebook Business Profile, Bing listings. You still have all those things, and people are going to want to use those. Like, even if they're considering hiring you today, you know, they're going to want to look at your Google reviews and who you are before they have you come out, you know. So those are huge credibility factors that will stick with your business even if you left the first page placement in the future.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see here. And then does this need to be out of my, checking account, or give you guys my credit card number?
Yeah, it can be through a credit card number. Most guys have like a business or personal card, and then we send them invoice receipts with the outline of the agreement via email.
Okay. Let me see, because I have my business card right now in my service van.
Okay, well, before I secure any payment, let me create your account, though, okay? I got to create the Google Business Profile. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
We're on the 480-953 number.
Yep, 0376.
Yeah, that's Asgard's business number, yep.
Okay, and then the street address for me to send your Google PIN that I'm going to hide?
It's 1318
okay.
East Escuda, Escuda. Drive.
Okay, I got it. 85024?
24, yep.
All right, I got you. Go ahead and hide your address. And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It's going to be JONNY, then at Asgard, AZGARD, -electric.com.
Let me go and update. And then your last name, Johnny?
It's going to be Lenzner, Lenzner.
Okay, Lenzner. Okay, and you just spell your first name, JONNY?
That's what I go by. Do you need my, like, actual legal name?
Yeah, are you Jonathan, too? I'm Jonathan also.
Yeah, I'm Jonathan, yeah.
Okay, you spell it with an H or no?
No H, just J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
I got the useless H in there. Yeah, mine has the useless H. Everybody always asks me that. Like, why didn't they just do J-O-N? I'm like, the Bible. My parents.
Yeah.
All right. And then, okay, so how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Where hours of operation are me. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. And what about Saturday and Sunday? You want me to put closed or by appointment only?
By appointment only on the weekends.
Okay. That way they could call you, but you're not really expected to go out there until you're, you know, work there.
I do work on the weekends. I mean, shit, I worked all weekend this weekend, but
oh man,
But yeah, we're, I don't have everything established completely yet to have a 24-hour service business yet. I'm working towards that, but that's going to take some time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're already working the weekends, I mean, you got to sleep some point, you know? Can't be having people call you at 12 o'clock, like, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to be working on that. There's going to be a separate line for emergency service work, but...
Okay.
So that's all future stuff when we start expanding.
Right, right. I was going to say, you got to have somebody to dispatch to. What's the domain name that you purchased? Is it just AsgardElectric.com?
Ooh, I think it's almost the same as my email, www.asgard-electric.com.
Okay. Let me put the dash in there because I wasn't getting anything for just Asgard Electric. I love the name, by the way. I'm a big Marvel fan, so.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, thank you. Very, very intertwined in the Norse mythology.
Yeah. I have a buddy who's like, he goes by Thor, like on social media, and he looks exactly like, was it Chris Hemsworth? He looks exactly like
that. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I got a big old, my whole chest is a big tattoo of Thor.
Oh, no way.
I got a big deal. We got my Thor's hammer necklace, and we actually have a Thor's, the business logo is actually Thor's hammer with a lightning bolt.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, send that in. We're definitely
we got some goodies for you.
I sent you the email. Yeah, I love Thor's a great one. I just love Marvel in general, though. I think it's just part of being a guy. I just turned 30 years old, and I just spent my whole childhood just Marvel. And then
I love Marvel too.
So I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, so we're like right in the prime of like I'm introducing my kindergartner to all the Marvel guys, you know. So
that's a good ages right there, man.
Yeah, my wife hates it, but I'm like, hey, you know.
gives me
an excuse. I buy stuff and I just blame it on them. I'm like, yeah, this is for them. We got magic tricks.
Yeah, me too. The missus knows damn well it's for me.
They have a pretty cool, Thor toolbox. It's like Thor's hammer. I've been seeing that a lot.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, well, they've been, like, recommending it to me. It's cool. It just looks like the hammer, but when you actually, like, open up the hammer, there's a regular hammer in the handle, and then they got all different kind of tool. I want to see if I can find it, send it to you. It's pretty sick. Little off topic, but they got it on Amazon. It's like $88.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's super sweet. Hold on, let me see. I feel like if you're coming through with Asgard Electric, it's like you got to bust one of these out, man. They'll go crazy.
Yeah, that would be neat.
It's got a little bit of everything. Here, I'm just gonna text that to you on the side. I just like have it in there.
Yeah,
all right. And then, you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers.
I'm sorry. Do we do what?
You can accept cash, check, and card from your customers.
Yes. And we also offer financing.
Okay. Perfect. Let's do this. All right. And then we're going to want to do a client interview with you just to make sure that we're listing you properly. We can list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. And it covers up to like a 50-mile radius from the street address maximum. Usually client interviews are about 30 to 40 minutes. They're going to want to go over, you know, your website, the keywords, the service area. But we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Do you have time today?
Okay.
Do you have any availability today, like between 1 and 2 Pacific Standard?
1-2 Pacific Standard, let me see, I'm on Mountain Time, that's what, 2 hours ahead of me?
Yeah, but I don't know, with like the time changes and stuff, I think it might be the same. Let me see, time is...
I lose track of it because we don't change our clocks here in Arizona, so...
Right, it's 11:25 there right now, right?
Yeah, 11:25.
Yeah, it's the same time here. Yeah, it's weird. Okay. Even though you're on Mountain Standard Time and we're on Pacific Standard, I think it's like the time of the year where it's the same. Right
where
now.
It's the same, yeah. I can never keep track of all that shit, yeah. But,
yeah, so it'd be 1 to 2 our time, like same time zone.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll also text you 1 hour before. I just want to give them time to do the keyword research, so that way we're not guessing on which keywords are getting the most traffic and going to get your phone ringing.
And then when I get that phone call, can I give my credit card information then, or do I need to give it to you right this second?
Yeah, we need to get it now to secure the listing and take it off the board. That way they're not calling any competing companies in the meantime.
Gotcha. Fuck. Let's see here.
That's actually the last part of that, so...
Yeah, the only thing is that I have my... because I can't put it on my other credit cards because they only accept them at the part houses. My main business credit card that we use for, you know, all other purchases is in the service van right now. So I keep it full on gas. I'm asking him if he can send me a picture of it really quick.
Okay, yeah, if you want to take your time with that, I totally understand. Worst case scenario, we could always put it on a personal and I'll still send over like the invoice receipts and everything so you could write it off as a business expense. And then obviously we could switch it before the next billing rolls around.
I'm going to see if I can just log on and find a picture of it really quick.
Okay. That makes sense. It's a lot easier to keep track of everything when you have a business card like that, though. So you got all your write-offs right there. You could just give it to your tax guy.
Yeah, my accountant doesn't like it when I intertwine shit. So.
Yeah, it just makes it a lot easier for them. You know, you could just print out the document, and they could just write everything off and go through it.
So let me make payment. Oh, fuck yeah, he just sent it to me.
That was fast. You also will need the 3-digit code on the back of it, so hopefully you send you an image of the front and the back.
Yeah, I've got both front and back up. It's an American Express. So.
Okay. All right, let me adjust. All right, and it's under your name and the business name?
Yeah, Jonathan R. Lenzner and Asgard Electric.
Okay, let me add the R in there. And then the billing address is the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Same as this, yep.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right. Card number is going to be 3792.
3792?
Yep. 369.
156. 156.
And 71005.
71005. Yeah, those ones are weird. They got like that 15 digits on the front. And then,
yeah,
what's the expiration date, month, and year?
07-28.
728. And then there's a 4-digit code on the front, it says, for American Express.
Correct. It's going to be 4113.
4113. Okay. And there's a security question for your account with us. That's in case you want to verify identity of any of my reps that are calling you or vice versa. So you have three options for this. There's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
It's going to be Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N.
And that's a real famous one. Okay. Hudson. Button save. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, and you'll be good to go until our 1 to 2 o'clock appointment, okay?
Perfect.
All right, and I am going to send you everything in writing while we're on the line, too, so I'll send that over as I'm doing this voice verification.
Perfect.
All right, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Asgard Electric.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
My full name is Jonathan Robert Lentner. My title of the company is I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything else, right? We know what you currently have.
You just need to inform you.
Yeah, just give me a heads up so I can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating anything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month program that I have you on. It says...
Mm-hmm.
The initial term of your service agreement will be charged today. It's October 9th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you for just a one-time charge of $99, and I've waived all setup fees, all other setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to renew each month on the ninth day, but it'll be in the discounted price of $299 moving forward. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. However, if you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before I authorize your first month's payment, they say you are eligible for prepay options. So I'm just going to run these by you. It could save you a little bit more money over the next couple of months. So they have a three-month prepay option of $700 available to you. They have a six-month prepay of $1,300 available to you. So that will solicit that space for 6 months along with the other services as well, full platinum package. And then they also say you could do a $2,500 one-year prepay, which will actually save you about $1,200 over the course.
Yeah, that's a lot of money savings.
Yeah, I mean, it's about $100 a month that it's saving you with the setup of your site to solicit it for the whole year.
I really wished I was able to at this moment. I wouldn't be able to do a prepay at this moment.
Okay, no worries. What I'm going to do is I'll start you out with this $398, and then I'll send you my direct number and extension. And if you call in like a month or two from now and you say, hey, you know, I've been making a bunch of money, let's go ahead and do the prepay. I have that happen really often. So just let me know.
And that's something that I would like to do. I'm just, you know, it's beginning company stages, you know, the blues. We're doing very well. It's just, you know, cash flow is it's rough when you first start for the first 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's going to feel like you have a lot going out in the beginning but and less coming in, but having this placement is going to definitely change the feel of that. I feel like we'll actually accelerate that timetable pretty significantly just by having you up there.
No, that's great.
Yep. So I'm going to process this first month's payment. When it clears, you're going to get a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing, and then you're also going to get another form. It's going to say photos needed for Google verification. And that's the form where you're going to send in, like, your license, insurance, and everything. So you're going to want to sign the first one and then fill out the second one over the next couple of days here, get all that paperwork into us. Okay? It tells you at the bottom if there's anything you're missing, don't panic. We are a premier Google partner. We're located right next to Google here in Orange County, California. So if you are missing something, we could just hop on the line with them. We'll three-way call and verify your listing over the phone.
Perfect. And I'm going to have your direct contact number to reach out to?
Correct. Yeah, so I'll be your account lead. Perfect. There's going to be an account management team that will help me with fulfillment, so I'm not the only guy you'll talk to, but if you want something done quickly, I'm your guy.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to get you saved in this business phone here.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to forget you because you have my first name and my and your middle name is my older brother's name.
Oh. That's so funny. Yeah, that's my dad's name, like, Robert.
Oh, yeah, you're going to look like family when you call in, yeah. But I'll send you my direct number right now. And then our customer service line, there's 24/7 customer service. So even if it's after hours, you know, it's the same number. You just hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator to help you too.
Perfect.
All right, Johnny. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your work day, and then we'll circle back with you here in about an hour and a half for that client interview.
No, that sounds great. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Have a good one, man.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.